In this episode, we're going to explore Mercury retrograde, the Pisces full moon that wanes to the last quarter moon, and our entry into fall equinox. Let's dive in. Welcome to Stars, Stones, and Stories. I am your host, Rama, and together we are weaving ancient future wisdom as we birth the new earth. If you're into astrology, cosmology, living mythology, earth-based spirituality, and ancestral healing, you are home. If you've stumbled upon this podcast and are new to these topics, this is Sovereign Sanctuary to expand and deepen your wisdom. As a cosmic priestess, I witness many at the threshold of great transformation. I specialize in astrological divination, sacred site activations, and priestess arts for the Aquarian age. You may learn more about my work and budding mystery school at earthseedtemplearts.com or follow Earthseed Temple Arts on Instagram. This community is your opportunity to claim your story, your unique identity and power, knowing that you are the hero of your own journey. You are a hologram for the collective, and you matter. The world needs your gifts and creativity now more than ever. Crystallize your medicine. O great ancient ones, great ancestors, we call to you. May you hear the voices of your descendants traversing through time and space. We humbly ask for your support, your wise medicine ways, and your genius solutions in these times. Dear ancestors, we wish to partner with you, for we know we cannot do this alone. As we traverse the mystery, we ask that you, our starry ancestors, are with us each breath of the way. May we have clarity of mind and crystalline vision to see through the dark. May we walk our paths of high holy truth, as that is what is needed now more than ever. And so it is. Welcome back to another episode of Stars, Stones, and Stories. As always, I'm grateful that you're circling up here, and this is a very special episode. If you're a longtime listener or you've listened to a few episodes, you know that traditionally I'm recording in my closet with my ancestral altar. This episode, I am at the Atlantic Ocean, absorbing the beautiful prana of Mother Ocean, the great oceanic waters that connect us to the primordial essence through time and space. And I'm recording this on Jupiter Day, Thursday. It's about 10:14 p.m. at night. The moon is almost full. It's currently in Aquarius, void of course. Today is a really interesting day because tomorrow we officially open up the portal for Mercury retrograde, and we have the Pisces full moon right around the corner. And for some in the world, they'll experience the Pisces full moon on Venus Day, Friday, and for others it will be early Saturday morning. And if you follow current events, you are probably aware that Queen Elizabeth transitioned today. Her life, her story, the story of the British monarchy, is a very challenged story on certain fronts. And I really work hard in this podcast to keep it neutral mind as much as possible. Regardless of how you feel or felt about Queen Elizabeth as a person and what we know of her, when we consider her mythology, her cosmology, the woman was absolutely devoted to the British crown, devoted to her mission as Queen of England and as that sovereign in that capacity. Not only was she the longest ruling monarch in the United Kingdom, she was the longest ruling monarch in the entire world's history. Here she has transitioned, she has left her body in this liminal portal when the moon is void, of course, preparing for the Pisces full moon conjunct Neptune retrograde. Mercury is about to station retrograde. Mars is in the shadow of retrograde, and almost every planet is currently retrograde, except for Venus. So it's really an interesting time for her transition as we consider the length of time she ruled over the United Kingdom. Her rule was absolutely mighty, and her transition is mighty. It is impacting all of us here on the earth, whether it's just energetic or mentally, emotionally, spiritually. This is a big passing, and it's really the end of a paradigm. There's a possibility of new paradigms being seeded through her transition. We're not going to talk a lot about her in this episode. However, I did feel called to just briefly look at her birth chart with the chart of her death. And when I looked it up today, there were a couple of things that I found that were pretty interesting. It feels aligned to dive into it now because I think this is all so connected to this retrograde portal that we're culminating 2022 in here and now. We've been talking about the retrogrades of Mars and Mercury a little bit the last couple of episodes of Stars, Stones, and Stories. And if this is your first episode, you know, I just want to welcome you into the circle and say that as an astrologer, I actually really love retrogrades. I like Mercury retrogrades. I think they're powerful opportunities to redesign our lives, to recalibrate. And we can use them very sophisticatedly in our personal lives. And then also, they're an opportunity to see what we're experiencing on the collective front. So with Queen Elizabeth II making her transition, you know, she was born Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor on April 21st, 1926 in London. I don't know the exact time of her death. I did a little research, and what I found was 4:40 p.m. British Standard Time on September 8th, 2022 at Balmoral Castle in Scotland. There's a couple of really interesting things that are happening with this chart. One is, if this time is correct or close to correct, what's really interesting is that the vertex of the death chart is right on top of her Leo moon. She has a Leo moon that is conjunct Ceres in Leo, Neptune, and also Black Moon Lilith. And it's really interesting because she's like this Neptunian vessel. She came through with that Leo moon absolutely prepared to be a leader in this lifetime, prepared to hold the throne, and she did so from a very, very young age. She ruled for 70 years, dying at the age of 96. With the vertex on her moon and that moon conjunct Neptune, there's a story being woven here about how her leadership carried a lot of different people's dreams. There were beautiful dreams, and then there was also a lot of shadow there too, with Black Moon Lilith also conjunct Neptune. Her Neptune and Black Moon Lilith are almost directly conjunct. They're just separated by about 32 arc minutes. And that's potent. That says that she learned a lot about power. She worked with a lot of power in this lifetime. And there was a lot of illusion, a lot of deception, but also a lot of like really powerful mythic stories happening through her life and through her leadership as the monarch of the British Empire. And there's that saying, the sun never set on the British Empire, and on some level still to this day we could say that's true for many in the world. And you know, these are semantics that could be debated based off of many different philosophies. I really want to stay in the heart of more of the mythology of this. I think it's really interesting, and it can speak to all of us despite what our political views might be of monarchy and empires and Western nations colonizing other nations. A really long story that we know as humans, this concept of conquering and civilization, what is civilized? Who gets to determine what is cultured and not? Humanity has been kind of collapsing into itself because we are ripe for a new narrative. We're ready for a new narrative. And with Queen Elizabeth's transition through this Pisces full moon, she's like literally built the bridge for that. I did a little research, and they said in the 1960s, they created a whole strategy of how they were going to deal with her death. It is called Operation London Bridge. At the time of her death, the bridge has fallen. Bridge fell. She died in this realm, in this world, but she also created a bridge to the other world. And her bridge to the other world is a bridge of creating a new mythos for us in these times. We're ready. We're ready as people. She was going through her second Chiron return. Not all people get to experience even a first Chiron return. Most of us experience around the age of 50, 52. She was in the beginning of her second Chiron return in Aries. Today's Aquarius void of course moon that is waxing to the Pisces full moon was right on top of her conjunction that she has of Mars, Jupiter, and the asteroid goddess Juno, all in Aquarius. There's a story there about the moon really almost like scooping her up to bring her to the other side. This monarch that we could say on one level, perhaps, you know, we don't really know how things are going to play out, but perhaps we are, as a global people, ready for a new paradigm, and we're ready to lay down the old ways of empires and conquistadors, conquerors, oppressors and the oppressed, pirates. Perhaps we're ready to build a bridge into the Aquarian age where we can really live with humanity, loving one another and understanding that this is a field of consciousness we live in. We are in a frequency portal. We are in a time of great, great frequency. As we uplift one another and we really care for one another, we actually elevate the consciousness of the earth. And so with that Aquarius moon opposing her Leo moon in her natal chart today, and that moon building the bridge with her Neptune, the Aquarius moon building the bridge with her Neptune in Leo, it's really powerful. It's like her death has created a possibility for a new dream for humanity. I know that there's mixed feelings out there. I know there are people who are bitter about her life and what she represented. And I know also for many, many people, there's a lot of grief and tears with her death. The truth is, there's so much we really don't know about her life. We only know the stories and the media and what has been woven for us to collectively experience. But I think one thing we all know is that she was really devoted to her mission. There's something beautiful in that commitment to the vision. The vision may not have been something we're all proud of, but that commitment to the vision is something we can use as a thread of inspiration for these times. As we're diving into this episode that is welcoming this golden age of Ma'at, I crafted the backbone, the foundation of this episode a few days ago before I came to the ocean, and it became really clear to me that this episode really is in honor of Ma'at, and Ma'at is the goddess of equity and harmony and justice and balance through the Egyptian cosmology. Ma'at greets you when you have left your body, and she takes the feather to weigh your heart. And it is through that weighing of the heart, there's this ability to judge what kind of life you have lived. Have you lived up to your soul potential, your purpose, your curriculum? Did you live in a good way, a holy way? Did you live with peace and happiness? Were you able to digest through your heart center the experiences of life? And there are these codes of Ma'at that we will be exploring later on in this episode. It is in alignment energetically with the recording of this and the transition of Queen Elizabeth, her representation of the crown. Mercury entered the shadow of retrograde on the 1st of August, and on Venus Day, Friday, Mercury stations retrograde at 8 degrees 55 arc minutes, Libra. This happens September 9th at 11:39 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. As always, you'll need to adjust for your own time zone. As I mentioned, as Mercury has station retrograde at 8 degrees 55 arc minutes Libra, Mercury will be going back into the sign of Virgo. And that has been the rhythm with the retrogrades this year of 2022. They've begun in air signs and gone back into earth signs. This is the third. We will have one more retrograde at the end of the year of Mercury as we're closing out the year. And currently now, all planets are retrograde or in the shadow, except for Venus. So as a reminder, we have Jupiter and Chiron retrograde in Aries. We have Uranus retrograde in Taurus. We have Mars in Gemini in the shadow of retrograde since the 3rd of September, stationing at the end of October, and will be retrograde all the way until March of 2023. We have Mercury in Libra retrograding back to Virgo, Pluto retrograde in Capricorn, and Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. Venus is direct, our goddess of love and beauty and what we value, our relationships, our connection to culture. Venus asking us, what are you cultivating? What are you creating? What are you crafting in your life through your sacred time and attention? It can be very easy to mince words, to say we value this or we value that. However, our values sing through our actions. And Venus in Virgo, she's uptight at times. She's highly critical at times. She's very discerning. She's very analytical. She's beautiful. She is here to serve and to be diligent and devoted and to really get it right. And so there's an opportunity with Venus being the one direct planet for us to dive deep into what we are valuing. This has been a common thread through all of these Star Stones and Stories episodes. I am always inviting you as a listener to dive into your values. I think this is the greatest question we can ask ourselves. The greatest question you can ask for yourself is, what do I value? How am I spending my sacred time and attention? And is it in alignment with what I truly value? Because if not, now is the time. The time is now. This is not a cliche. The time is now. There is no other time. We are in the now frequency of the Aquarian age. What you are doing in this now moment is what you are creating for the future, for your future self, for your future generations. To be here recording this episode out in nature, sitting at the ocean, feels so aligned for me. This is part of my value system. The connection and devotion to nature is very Venusian. Venus rules my chart. She is who I am answering to in the greater call for Star Stones and Stories and the work of Earthseed Temple Arts. And this work is ultimately a prayer to the great elemental mothers. So when I come to sit in nature, I come to align with the wisdom of the elements, the wisdom of the origin, as Elder Maladoma Somme would say over and over and over again, the wisdom of the origin. The wisdom of the origin is available for us in any given moment. It is here and now. It is up to us to choose consciously to align to it. There are 1,001 forces in any given second attempting to derail you, to distort you. We live in the time where it is up to each one of us to initiate ourselves. I have a longing for the days of the temples. I'm traveling to Egypt at least once a time every year, and traveling to Avalon and other sacred sites on planet Earth. However, I know the importance of going to those spaces and places. I know the importance of aligning with the land and the chakras of the earth. And also I know that the true work for us in 2022 and moving forward is that initiation is in the now moment. Initiation is when you're shopping in the grocery store and how you are being in that given moment. Initiation is when you're walking with your friends down the street, or you're connecting with a stranger or someone you know and love. Initiation is in every breath. And what a perfect time to consider initiation as we are in the liminal space of retrogrades. Venus in Virgo, she's highly challenged. She's not in a strong position. However, she also reminds us to be soft, to let go of the hardened edges, to perhaps see where we are highly critical on ourselves and others, and how can we soften? How can we let go? How can we let the waves of the ocean smooth over those rough edges and wear it down? Mercury will be retrograde until the 2nd of October, and it will station direct at 24 degrees, 13 arc minutes Virgo, clearing the shadow on the 16th of October. So for this retrograde, you definitely, the invitation is look to your chart anywhere from 24 degrees Virgo to 9 degrees Libra. That's where the massive, massive activation is occurring for you. Mercury is how we communicate, how we share information, how we speak, how we think, how we write, how we read signs and symbols. Mercury is about the language through time and space. Mercury connects to Thoth, to Huti, as the creator of astrology and hieroglyphics. Mercury is powerful and potent and quick and swift. And in retrograde motion, Mercury is the psychopomp speaking to the gods and the goddesses on behalf of humanity, being like an ambassador between the realms. So we've entered this liminal space where if you really value this space and you make time to slow down, to listen with your deep inner ear, Sunya, to dive into deep listening, to speak less, to really mind, to mind your mind, to mind your heart, to mind your actions, to mind your instincts, is a massive call for the months of September and October and November. The Sabian symbol for 9 degrees Libra is three old masters hanging in an art gallery. This is a symbol of man's capacity for embracing a universal reality within his own personal experience. This is about accord. This is about bringing people and events together in high appreciation of the greater values of life, allowing for the old tradition, the places where there's destructive forces, allowing them to dissolve. When Mercury goes direct at 25 degrees Virgo, this will be at a flag at half mast in front of a public building. As a reminder, Mercury will station direct on the 2nd of October. So fascinating, because today is the day where so many flags were put at half-mast in honor of Queen Elizabeth's death. And this is the Sabian symbol for when Mercury will go direct on the 2nd of October. This is about the social acknowledgement of a job well done and a destiny fulfilled. There is a need that when a responsibility has been met, that service is recognized and that there is a social honoring and appreciation. The star sparks for 25 degrees Virgo is a gold ring in the form of a snake swallowing its tail. This is the symbol of the Ouroboros, a powerful, potent symbol that also brings us back to Egyptian cosmology, as the serpent is forming that symbol of infinity, showing us that the cycle of life continues again and again and again. Sa, ta, na, ma. Infinity, life, death, rebirth. Infinity, life, death, rebirth. Infinity, life, death, rebirth. Through this journey of being bound and determined to complete the karmic wheel and to make way for spirit to lead beyond the individual and the personal into the universal and the infinite, feeling entirely committed to the process of fathoming all karmic lessons and moving on wondrously, graced to take up this path at the level of wakeful engagement. The picture inside of the way the destiny is intended to unfold is so vivid. It is held that it is virtually impossible to feel reconciled to the twists and turns the path takes. We hold before our inner eye what we have agreed to take on, and we will not stop keen on this, obsessing upon its vital necessity. So we run great risk of tyrannically enforcing a code of should and must, tripping up the process by making it far too top-heavy with the way it's supposed to turn out. Wow, I don't know how that lands for you, but some days that feels like how I'm feeling here on Earth. working it so hard to get it right that I'm just making it top heavy and clumsy for no point at all. Creating the obstacles that are in my path. I think that that is something we struggle with as humans. Over and over again, we must return to the palace of the novice, the beginner, the one who meets destiny from a naive and open position. Only then can we meditate between a vast cosmic knowingness. We are left with little choice but to uncover a beginner's mind and approach our path with child's eyes. When we get smart and ambitious, we burn out on all the should, which push us down. When we stay unadorned and embracing of the shadow, we can track with ourselves with utmost effectiveness and synchronization. We are brilliant at staying with this track as soon as we drop all ideas about it. This comes from Ilias Lonsdale's Star Sparks. So potent, so much about the innocence of really being in that beginner's mind. And so when Mercury goes direct, there's like a seal to this retrograde portal of having that innocence in our lives. As I mentioned, the shadow of Mars retrograde began on the 3rd of September at 8 degrees 8 arc minutes Gemini. Mars retrograde will be aligned on the 30th of October. That's at 9:26 a.m. Eastern Time at 25 degrees 36 arc minutes Gemini. Mars will go direct on the 12th of January 2023 at 8 degrees 8 arc minutes Gemini Eastern Time, and then clear the shadow on the 16th of March 2023, moving into the sign of Cancer on the 26th of March. This is a marvelous experience of Mars and Gemini, a beautiful opportunity to dive deep into your mind, your mental landscape. How are you using your mercurial powers? How are you thinking and learning and speaking and writing? How do you process? Where do you self-sabotage through the blocks of the subconscious mind? Where are you stuck in your journey of honoring your inner feminine and inner masculine, or perhaps blind to that? As Mars goes retrograde at 26 degrees Gemini, it is the star sparks of a cave with carved walls. It is an ancient temple. This is about suspended worlds, timeless, revered, dwelling in an otherworldly space, being identified with a timeline apart from this now moment, navigating a vast network of subtle forces and ancestors. To move with this frequency is rare, exquisite, filled with pleasure. It is most appealing to those who are greatly detached and dispassionate. From that cosmic vantage point, this really is a great wonder and awe of being released into those faces of Earth and cosmos, which mean everything to those who can forget themselves and remember totality. In an ordinary sense, moving through this place is surpassingly strange. If you have anything to lose, you will lose it here. If you demand your own way of life, here you will find the necessity to strip and divest yourself of everything you hold to be important. Everything depends upon what is sought and what is held onto as illusion. In an extraordinary vein, this is simply the giving of apparent goods for infinite reality. Outer is valued not at all. The invisible and tangible, these sides become every inch of existence. The message of this moment is about the recognition of fresh, clear, and brilliant majesty. For you are a distinguished person who shares attention and praise with others. The affirmation is, I value pristine natural beauty. It overtakes conscious thought. How can you bring that conscious, pristine beauty, the precision of a snowflake quartz, into the mind's eye to harness your mental intelligence beyond this time and space? Because as you connect to this now moment through frequency awareness, through light and color and sound, you connect to every timeline, that you have ever existed within. As Mars will go direct in January at 9 degrees Gemini, there will be a square to the moon, the Virgo moon. Mars will be trining Venus, sextiling Jupiter, squaring Neptune. Again, there will be an opportunity to circle back to the dream, to be challenged by the dream, to question the dream, to reevaluate the dream as we move forward with the purification that Mars will have been through, the initiation, the initiatory rites of your mind, clearing and cleansing your mind over the course of these next 7 months. It's a powerful time to really dive even deeper into meditative states of awareness through devoted meditation practices, through sound healing, through being so aware of your speech, and as you speak, being so aware of which chakra, which energy wheel of light you are speaking from. 9 degrees Gemini is wildflowers growing around the ruins of a temple. When one cycle is over, another can begin. This takes tremendous hours of new life to overthrow the old forms and structure. The sensation of cracking through into this permission for new worlds, a flooding, a rapture. We cannot contain or harness it, for everywhere we go and everything we do is radical, transformative, and profoundly unsettling and provocative. You can connect with the frequency of Flint through this Mars retrograde. Flint is such a grounding stone next to hematite. It's one of the most grounding stones on the planet. You'll find it at many, many sacred sites on the earth. You can find Flint all over different sacred sites around England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland. I was really initiated into the medicine of Flint with one of my stone teachers, Judy Hall, who I had the great honor of having her come and guest teach for part of one of my Avalonian pilgrimages years and years ago. And she is now in the realm of spirit. She transitioned in August of 2021, and such a brilliant, brilliant woman. And one of the most beautiful things of having mentors is when you receive direct transmissions through them, whether it's in person or you somehow build a relationship with them. It's one thing to read information in a book or even see it somewhere on a video. There's something really tangible about that video exchange that hits the nervous system. But being in person, in the presence, where that transmitter looks you in the eye as they speak, that offers such a powerful reverberation. And this Pisces full moon that we're approaching feels like such an important time to go to our ancestral altars, to go to our dreams, these dreams that we are dreaming awake in this realm of life on earth, and to check in with them, to align them, to recalibrate them, to refresh them, to renew them, to rebirth them, to let some of them die and dissolve, to let some of them go, knowing that that which is meant for you will never pass you by. And as you surrender and as you let go, as you soften, you allow yourself to flow. I believe that with the Gemini journey of Mars, there is a thread of connection with Mars retrograde to the eclipses of 2020 and Venus's retrograde in 2020 in Gemini. There's a story here of things that got unearthed in 2020 for you around May and June. Something is coming to completion. Something is being dissolved and let go of. And it is through that death, through that culmination. There is a rebirth. There is a renewal. There is a resurrection. I'm so grateful you're circling up in this episode, and I invite you, if you're not already receiving the Venusian love notes that I send out once a week, please take a moment and click in the show notes to sign up for the weekly Venusian love notes. You can also go to earthseedtemplearts.com and sign up there. Scrolling to the bottom, or a pop-up window should arise for you. I've been promising you for a few months now about this free gift that I have coming, and it is here. This is the 7 keys to cultivate your unique daily practice. This is a complimentary mini audio course I created just for you to support you with crafting your unique daily practice. It's something I've had a number of people in this community ask me about for years, and so I have delivered it into a very digestible, simple audio course. You can download it when you sign up for the Venusian Love Notes. If you're already receiving the Love Notes and you haven't received the 7 keys yet and you wish to receive them, send a message to support@earthseedtemplearts.com and we'll make sure that you will also get your hands on that audio. Many of you know that I offer these podcasts as a gift to this community, and if you feel called to continue to support this work, I do offer one-on-one high caliber divination sessions. And I have an array of courses. Speaking of which, you have a special invitation to join us in Skywalkers, Foundations in Astrology. We begin Tuesday, the 13th of September, 2022. So now is the time to register. This is a course that has been brewing within me for so long, so many, many, many moons and years. And as I was busy learning and writing my dissertation for my Master of Arts in Cultural Astronomy and Astrology, I just didn't feel aligned to deliver this foundational course in astrology until that was complete. So many of you probably know I officially graduated this July of 2022. I completed my dissertation in January of 2022. I received merit, and I wrote about the Great Conjunction of 2020 and what astrologers were saying about that and how it connected to mundane astrology and astrologers throughout ancient history. If you didn't know already, I'm pretty passionate about astrology. I've come to understand I'm just like this astrology geek, and I'm cool with that. I've been studying this starry language since the age of 14. Began being self-taught, and I've worked with a number of mentors and always learning. I'm always taking courses myself to deepen my own skills. I'm in the midst of studying right now in an in-depth course that I'll graduate from in December. So I'm really dedicated to strengthening my craft. I belong to OPA, Organization for Professional Astrologers, and I've been a member with them, I think, since 2018, and also AYA, Association of Young Astrologers. And I'm fully dedicated to this path and being the best astrologer that I can be in this lifetime, which I think means remaining really humble with this art and science, and understanding that it is a lifelong study that we could take, and I think we would still die as students of the stars, because it's a language that's really, really vast, and there's many approaches, and there's so many styles to astrology out there. There's tropical and sidereal, and there's Vedic, and there's Western. And there's newer ways to work with this craft that are coming online. And there's a lot of debate out there, and there's astrologers that put down different styles of astrology and say their style is the best and the only one, or, you know, the most efficient one, or, you know, the most devotional one. And what I've come to understand in my own humble experience of astrology is that it is a language. And like any language, there's many different dialects and ways to pronunciate and decipher the codes of astrology. And it is not a hierarchy. And I think it is a beautiful language. And my entry into astrology has been through Western tropical astrology. I have a long-standing yogic practice and devotional study through yoga. I've been trained and certified as a yoga instructor since 2006 and have been teaching since then. And so I definitely consider myself to be deeply spiritually rooted and connected. And I find Western astrology to have many powerful spiritual aspects to it. It is a divination. And when you're divining, you're having a conversation with the other world. How can it not be spiritual? I also think that when you're wishing to really get a firm grasp on astrology, the foundations, the basics are everything. So I've constructed Skywalkers to be a beautiful entry point into the foundations of astrology. This is a 5-week live virtual course. It will be recorded. There are 5 modules that will be taught in 2-hour sessions. And there are 2 additional sessions that are approaches to synthesize everything that has been experienced in the 5 modules. So there's going to be a minimum of 14 hours of live teaching that will be recorded. And then there will be many other graphics and PDFs for your learning journey. This is a way to discover an alchemy of ancient and astrology, ancient and modern astrological teachings for your cosmic clarity. And I believe you're an aspiring astrologer. If you circle up with this podcast on the regular, you are absolutely an aspiring astrologer. And I created Skywalkers so that you could claim this truth, this essence, and walk through the portal to know your soul purpose in this multiverse. And in this course, you are going to realize your place within the history of astrology. You're going to know the fundamentals of astrology. You will experience the 4 elements and the 3 modalities. You will have fully embodied the energy and archetypes of the planets, signs, and houses. You'll be able to offer a very basic natal chart interpretation with grace. Very basic. We're starting with the basics, because if you so choose to continue to study with me, we will get very creative and we will use a lot of flair and it will get even more fun, but you've got to have the basics down first. You will know how to decipher the dominant energies in your natal chart and the charts of others. And you'll be ready to expand out into the majestic realm of astrology with confidence. So whether you want to go on and study with other astrologers or you want to continue with myself, you're going to have a beautiful foundation that, again, this is a really unique approach because we will be discussing ancient astrology techniques and modern psychological techniques. So you're going to be able to understand both from a basic standpoint, and it's going to really help you, especially if you're not sure what style of astrology you want to work with or you want to claim, or if you want to know various styles, this is a great way to dive in. There are 5 modules, as I mentioned. So module 1 is a history of Western astrology. Module 2 is elements and modalities. Module 3 is the planets and their archetypes. Module 4 is zodiacal signs. Module 5 is houses. And then, as I mentioned, we have 2 synthesis Saturdays. We will begin on Tuesday, the 13th of September, and go through the 15th of October. We will be meeting Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Our synthesis Saturdays are the 1st and 15th of October, 12 to 2 p.m. And as I mentioned, all sessions are recorded and available within our dedicated course portal for you to view and rewatch and re-listen at your leisure. Once you join Skywalkers, you will be able to retake the course for each time that it's offered, so you'll be able to up-level your own experience with the content. And I also have a number of bonuses available, including a guided audio meditative journey through the planets, a guided audio meditative journey through the zodiac, graphic downloads to enhance your learning and practice, and a special bonus workshop, how to discover the soul purpose in a birth chart. You will also have access to an amazing community of people, and relationships will be built, but also it's really helpful to utilize community so that you can ask questions, other people can ask questions, conversations are birthed, and we all learn from one another in those ways. I hope you will join us. You may click the link in the show notes in order to sign up, and you can also go to earthseedtemplearts.com to register. It's going to be amazing. I'm offering this for the lowest investment it will ever be offered because it is the first cohort. So I really hope you'll join us this time. There's already an amazing group gathered. Yes, there's also room for you to join us. As a reminder, we begin the 13th of September. We come to this Pisces full moon. This is a harvest full moon that concludes the summer's great work. It's at 17 degrees, 41 arc minutes, Pisces, conjunct Neptune retrograde. So the moon is aligned on the 10th of September at 5:59 a.m. That's Eastern Daylight Time. The moon opposes the sun in every full moon. So there's this illumination of where we have journeyed, what we have come to realize. With this moon being conjunct Neptune retrograde, Neptune's at 24 degrees, 12 arc minutes, Pisces, there is a call to circle back to the Jupiter-Neptune conjunction that we had at the beginning of the spring of 2022, that great conjunction where Jupiter and Neptune both met up in their home sign of Pisces. Again, this brings us to the dream. What are you dreaming? What are you birthing? What are you breathing in this lifetime? Every moment is a breath, a prayer, a devotional hymn to your creative process, being a beautiful human. Have you ever considered that your body from afar is beyond flesh and bones? It is the cosmos themselves. Have you ever considered that you're walking stardust? This Pisces full moon invites you to step into that liminal space as Mercury has just stationed retrograde, and Pisces is the archetype of the artist, the muse, the poet, the dreamer. One who lives within the imaginal realms, one who at times really struggles with taking action. This is a time to reflect and review It was also a time to be willing to dream a new dream and to dissolve distortions, to dissolve the clouded spaces within the mind, to clear the mind's eye. To clear the mind's eye is the work of this month of September as a whole. Uranus has been in Taurus since 2018, and this full moon again brings us back to our values, our currency of life, of energy, of sacred exchange. Here on Earth in this Aquarian age, as time seems to be speeding up and life seems to be getting more and more complex, the solutions become more and more simple, more and more codified. Breathe, clear the mind, meditate, contemplate, be still in nature, align yourself with the seasons, watch the rhythms of the moon and the sun. Know that you are timeless. Know that you have the power to connect to your multidimensional self in every single breath in this lifetime. As we come to 18 degrees Pisces with the Sabian symbol, in a gigantic tent, villagers witness a spectacular performance. This is about the collective appeal of a well-staged and exciting display of skill. Personal achievement and conviction to bring a crowd to a state of enthusiasm sufficient to make boredom dissolve with everyday routine. The Star Sparks is white lilies blooming alone in the shade. This is about a mystery gift, a hidden soul faculty. How to surrender to the quiet voice within, which sometimes drowns out the noise of the world. We come into a zone, one which is so familiar, so absolutely part of our history and our path, as far back as we can recall. Inside this zone, we are free. We are far more than free. What we reject keeps us suspended, and while we embrace, welcomes us into the heart of the world. The inward soul gift proves to be merged with our entire journey and accessible in every place where we can love, honor, and affirm what we previously thought to be the obstacles, the weaknesses, everything getting in the way. That precious zone of remembering and redirection is on tap as we become open. A week from the full moon, we come to the last quarter moon, the 17th. Of September, the moon is in Gemini. The last quarter moon behind the sun, roughly between 90 and 45 degrees, a time to reap the harvest, a time to welcome the darkness, a time to begin to intuit the future, to culminate a particular mission, to reorient to something that has yet to come, to align with the elements. And as we align with the elements here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are calling in the solar gate of Mabon of fall equinox on the 22nd of September, autumn's gate. Whereas in the Southern Hemisphere, there is a call to the spring equinox, Ostara. Mabon is the second harvest, the balance, sacrifice with gratitude are offered. The sun will enter Libra on the 22nd of September at 9:04 p.m. Eastern Time. As day and night find equal balance and harvest finds its completion, we welcome Mabon. We welcome the polarities of light and dark, yin and yang, young and old, feminine and masculine, the conscious and the unconscious. The days shorten, and now we make preparations for Wintour, for the descent. Mabon welcomes Libra season, a time of Ma'at, of justice. Mabon, as fall equinox, is the festival of Thanksgiving and the festival of restored balance and integration. This autumnal equinox is the doorway to winter, as summer is complete and a new phase is beginning, as the days become shorter and cooler, the nights become longer and darker. As the sun's power is waning, so to speak, this is a time to gather in, to look to nature and follow the flow, to collect ripening fruits, nuts, mushrooms, berries. The outside world is tended to, and there's a time to celebrate the harvest, including all of our relations, to gather with the earth, to gather with our communities, our friends, our family, to give gratitude for our achievements, for what we have learned, for the dreams we have dreamt and realized, for the dreams that are ready to die, and that which may be rebirthed into something new, to make the I am possible from the impossible. We have opened this doorway to winter, to the stillness of winter. We are beginning to welcome in the root energy, which brings a call to more sleep, to greater nourishment and rest and renewal. This is the beginning of preparation for the long-term incubation. The dream. It is time to dream a new dream, as London Bridge has collapsed, creating a portal, a bridge between this world and the other world. What is our collective dream? What is our collective dream of culture? How do you cultivate art and beauty in your life? How do you celebrate the vitality of culture in your local community? How do you celebrate the artisans, the musicians, the dancers, the diviners, the healers, the teachers, the children, the mothers, the fathers, the grandmothers and the grandfathers, the aunties and uncles? How do you celebrate the food that nourishes us? Clean water and the clean air and the expressions of beauty and joy, and our ability to healthfully grieve and hold space for each other. These are the questions that we can ask ourselves as we're dreaming this new dream. Mabon is a time of the West, connecting to the element of water, a time to let go and dissolve. With the Pisces full moon, there is a deep desire to dissolve, to let go. As the sun comes to 0 degrees Libra and we enter into the Libra season, it is also an opportunity to relate with deeper compassion from our hearts, to find balance for any given moment. There is no perfection in this world. Libra seeks beauty. Libra seeks relations. Libra prays for cooperation and collaboration. Yet, in that prayer, sometimes we forget about ourselves. There's also a prayer to remember your needs in the relay between two ships. The archetype of the diplomat, the peacekeeper, the seeker of justice, the mediator, the lover, and the judge. I believe Ma'at connects to Libra season. Did you know that Libra is the one sign of the zodiac that does not have an animal or human form? It is the scales. I prefer to connect Ma'at because she brings an archetype of humanness. Even though she is a goddess, we could say her frequency is there to guide humanity. Ma'at questioning each one of us at the doorway to death. How did you live this one wild, sacred life. How did you digest and integrate your experiences on this exquisite planet Earth? We can invite these questions into our lives as a living prayer. Perhaps you begin within and come to the space of finding your rhythm within humanity as a whole. As we prepare for this guided meditation with Ma'at, this is a journey to transform any low vibrations into gold. This is a prayer to hold the vision and frequency of a new earth, to connect to our galactic brothers and sisters with unity consciousness, to connect consciously with your highest frequencies, to go within. It is as we go within, we go without. As we go deeper within, we go deeper into the cosmos. We live in times where we have the ability to access and co-create the blueprints of the future timelines that we wish to achieve and experience. However, first, you must remember that you are a being of pure light, sound, and frequency. You must connect to your higher self and visualize that the future you desire is here and now. I invite you for this meditation to come and find yourself in a seated position or to come lie down comfortably and to prepare the space so that you're free of any distractions from technology or people who could intrude in the space, taking care of your biological needs, and then settling in your body, making sure you're warm as your body temperature will go down. Closing your eyes and beginning to bring your awareness to your breath. Eyes are closed. Long, deep breaths, allowing the body to become nice and heavy. As you're breathing long, deep breaths, let every muscle of your body become nice and heavy. Allow the bones that are like the stones of Mother Earth. These bones are ancient bones as they connect to your ancient ancestors and your mother line and your father line. We honor all of the mothers that have come before. We honor all of the fathers that have come before. We honor the great elemental mothers that are guardians over time and space. We are one people, one heart, one love, one universal womb. As you're breathing and the body is becoming heavier and heavier, you allow yourself to travel through the sands of time, the stars of time and space. You see yourself through your mind's eye, journeying, and you feel within your physical body, you feel this deep warmth that cascades like golden honey through every cell of your body. You become heavier, and more relaxed with each breath. And this golden honey that moves through the cells of your being is purifying your entire essence. You feel each chakra from the base of the spine to the crown of the head become aligned. You notice your entire spinal column like a golden pillar of light, fully awakened. And as you gaze through your third eye, your hara or womb space and your heart sync with the third eye, this holy grail wisdom that lives within you eternally, regardless of gender or sex. Every being on planet Earth, every being in human form, carries this womb space, this hara, carries a heart, and has the power of inner vision. So through your inner vision, you see yourself moving through the sands of time, the stars of time and space, through the galaxies. And you allow yourself to receive the golden age wisdom of Ma'at. You call forth your high holy self to be fully present from the base of your spine to the crown of your head. You call forth 13 future selves of you to circle around your physical body in this now moment. Ma'at enters the space and stands at the base of your body at your feet. And she breathes over your physicality with her golden light breath body. And she begins to speak these 42 affirmations, and you repeat each one. I honor virtue. I honor virtue. I benefit with gratitude. I benefit with gratitude. I am peaceful. I am peaceful. I respect the property of others. I respect the property of others. I affirm that all life is sacred. I affirm that all life is sacred. I give offerings that are genuine. I give offerings that are genuine. I live in truth. I live in truth. I regard all altars with respect. I regard all altars with respect. I speak with sincerity. I speak with sincerity. I consume only my fair share. I consume only my fair share. I offer words of good intent. I offer words of good intent. I relate in peace. I relate in peace. I honor animals with reverence. I honor animals with reverence. I am trusted. I am trusted. I care for the earth. I care for the earth. I keep my own counsel. I keep my own counsel. I speak positively of others. I speak positively of others. I remain in balance with my emotions. I remain in balance with my emotions. I am trustful in my relationships. I am trustful in my relationships. I hold purity in high esteem. I hold purity in high esteem. I spread joy. I spread joy. I do the best I am able. I do the best I am able. I communicate with compassion. I communicate with compassion. I listen to opposing opinions. I listen to opposing opinions. I create harmony. I create harmony. I invoke laughter. I invoke laughter. I am open to love in various forms. I am open to love in various forms. I am forgiving. I am forgiving. I am kind. I am kind. I act respectfully. I act respectfully. I am accepting. I am accepting. I follow my inner guidance. I follow my inner guidance. I converse with awareness. I converse with awareness. I do good. I do good. I give blessings. I give blessings. I keep the waters pure. I keep the waters pure. I speak with good intent. I speak with good intent. I praise the goddess and the god. I praise the goddess and the god. I am humble. I am humble. I achieve with integrity. I achieve with integrity. I advance through my own abilities. I advance through my own abilities. I embrace the all. I embrace the all. As you continue to breathe and feel that golden liquid light moving through your entire physical being, moving through all of your bodies, your breath body, your mental body, your emotional body, your spiritual energetic bodies. You feel the luminescence of Ma'at, the golden liquid light, her timeless light, filling up the entire space you're in, and you feel the wisdom counsel of your 13 future selves from various dimensions beyond this time and space gathered around you, offering you healing, your own personalized, potent healing. From your 13 future selves, they know you better than any other being through time and space. The eternal waters, the primordial waters, wash through you. The great elemental mothers wash through you and restore you. You feel the anchor, the heartbeat of Mother Earth connect to your heartbeat. And you feel the praise of your ancient ancestors, of all of your ancestors. As you breathe, your awareness comes back to your physicality, your physical body. And you begin to wiggle through the fingers and the toes and circle through the wrists and the ankles. And when you're ready, you place your left hand on your heart, your right hand on your womb space. The vision stays focused at the third eye. And you call forth your greatest dream to bring you into this golden age of humanity. Your greatest prayer from your 13 future selves. What is it that you are here to birth and create in alignment with the 42 principles of Ma'at, an offering to cosmic order, an offering in the beauty way, an offering through the threads of time and space. You receive the prayer, the wisdom codes, and you give gratitude. May you be blessed in realizing this prayer into being. And so it is. We give thanks to the east. We give thanks to the south. We give thanks to the west and thanks to the north. We give thanks to Mother Earth and to all of the beautiful sky beings and guides and guardians. Blessed be. I'd like to share this prayer with you to close our circle. Prayer for stability. I stand today and for all times as a wise and loving adult in this world. I trust myself and I trust in the goodness in all hearts. I hold love and stability in this world and fashion my life accordingly. I honor and respect those who may be fearful and recognize that many are still young. I will live with my eyes, ears, and heart open. I will build the life I came to build. And so it is. Dive in with me at earthseedtemplearts.com, and you can follow me on Instagram at earthseedtemplearts. Thank you so much for sharing sacred space. My prayer is that we as individuals awaken to the reality that each one of us is a hologram for the collective. By being fierce in our authentic truth, we have the opportunity to elevate life on this exquisite planet Earth. Crystallize your medicine.